Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Feet to the Fire, the new voice of conservative dissent. And hope everybody is enjoying 2015. Hope you had a great Christmas and holidays. I know it's a little late to be saying that, but I had a nice long vacation, which I really appreciate. And good to be back with all of you. A lot has gone on. Obviously, we could talk about many different things. We'll probably have plenty to talk about once Obama has his State of the Union address this upcoming week and as the Senate takes up the Keystone Pipeline. So I'm going to address, well, the stuff that I think I find interesting and that we need to really hit on and stuff, I guess, that's bothering me in the media and in the narrative right now. So with that, I'll probably bounce around, but I'm going to mostly stick with environmentalism because that's big right now, the Keystone Pipeline, and no one, probably very few, drive me more insane than the fringe enviro lunatics who follow the neo-pagan earth worship that we call pantheism. And they have so many wild tenets of their faith that impact so much of their thinking, and it's extraordinarily strange and lunatic. And then it ends up affecting our economy and our energy production, and it's really frustrating. So we're going to talk about that. But first, I got to address the comments that were made about that awful terrorist shooting in Paris, obviously. That was a very tragic event, and our hearts go out to all the victims' families and the nation of France and all the people in Paris. But do you know what Eugene Robinson, I believe of the going through my papers here, I think of the Washington Post, a commentator. You know what he said? And it's recorded. I think he was talking to MSNBC. Basically said, and I'm not quoting here, paraphrasing, that a good thing that didn't happen in the U.S. because we have so many lax gun control laws, or rather he's saying we don't have enough gun control laws, that everybody over here is armed to the teeth and the massacre would have been a whole lot worse had it been here in the U.S. Do you realize how insane that is? And it's tragic. You know what? Because if you don't know the details of the Paris tragedy, I don't want to make light of it. A cop showed up, and in Paris and in France, the cops aren't armed. So a cop shows up to a terrorist attack where the terrorists, Islamic militants, have Russian automatic weapons, rifles, massacring people. The cop shows up on a bicycle with a billy stick, basically to say, hey, stop that. And if you don't know the details, I apologize for sharing this with you. I try to keep things as clean as I can, but they killed that police officer after the attack, execution style, while he was begging for his life. Horrible, horrible. But the point is, when you don't arm the good guys, the bad guys win. And for Eugene Robinson or anybody in the media to go out there and say it would have been worse in America, where we can defend ourselves and stop a horrible situation from getting worse because the citizens are armed, that is preposterous. It's irreverent. It's dishonorable. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And it's completely ignorant. So there are many things to learn from that situation. But one of the morals of the story is this. Actually, armed people and the armed masses and armed law enforcement can save lives. So if you want to be a productive member of your society, go to your local township police department, get your firearms ID, and hey, you know what? Go purchase a firearm. Because when the people are armed, crime is diminished, and we can prevent those kind of violent outbursts from getting worse. Tragic and even more despicable that that's what a media commentator had to say. But anyway, let's go on to the other topic, and that is the environmentalists who will be holding their feet to the fire. And I say lunatic environmentalists because they see everything through this earth worship lens. And so the latest thing is this Keystone Pipeline that they're resisting. The House obviously just voted to allow for that, and the Nebraska Supreme Court ruled that that could go on and continue. Obama's threatening to veto. And why in the world would Obama be threatening to veto? Because here's the thing. Energy independence is not what the leftists want for us, for our country. Energy independence means the U.S. is still a superpower, a global leader, and our economy is booming, and we're strong. And that's not what Obama and the leftists want. They want to tear us down. They want us removed from our high position, equalize us, and slow our progress, and distribute all of our wealth around the world. And they admit as much that the environmentalist movement really is just a socialist movement to redistribute wealth. And really, their view is that mankind is kind of a disease on the planet, and mankind getting wealthy off the planet and producing is unhealthy. So we've got to diminish man's impact to preserve nature. And anyway, what the Keystone Pipeline obviously could produce is more jobs, more oil. They'd be taking oil out of Canada, refining it in down in Texas and Louisiana, and then exporting that. So all in all, it's a good idea, and it would continue to bring down oil prices, which leads to the other issue right now, and that's the production that we're getting from shale and from fracking. If you've noticed the gasoline at the pumps, the price is going down. Have you noticed that? And have you wondered why? Well, it's hooked up to the American economy once again and to the entrepreneurs, the capitalists who are getting something done around here. OPEC is the oil-producing nations, and OPEC stands for Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. There we go. Now, what OPEC is doing is this. They're maintaining, and this is why prices really dropped in November, they're maintaining their oil output, however many millions of billions of barrels, but they're lowering the cost. They're lowering the price, and here's why. Because the U.S. is producing so much oil through in our shale deposits and through, here it is, hydraulic fracking, that the supply is going way up and we're becoming very competitive in the oil market. So OPEC wants to keep its monopoly on oil, and since they technically or supposedly can produce oil cheaper with the old standard methods of extraction, they're lowering their prices so they can stay competitive and the market goes in their favor. And that will then hinder the progress of more expensive shale extraction and fracking. Now, the moral of the story is what? Conservatives are right. And what have conservatives always said? Drill, baby, drill. That was Sarah Palin. That's why she was attacked and she was called an idiot. But she's not an idiot, and the economics of all of it have proved it. We are drilling and we are fracking and we are extracting natural gas and oil at such a rate that OPEC has no other option other than to lower their prices to compete. But leave it to the environmentalists to get in the way of that. And so they make up all these things about how fracking is bad for the environment and fracking is dangerous. And the fact is, hydraulic fracking, fracking has been around since the 1800s, hydraulic fracking since the early 1900s. The new concept is horizontal drilling. We would always go vertical, but the new concept is going horizontal left and right so that we can get to oil deposits that we previously couldn't reach. That's the whole idea with this new type of extraction. But the moral of the story is the same. We got to produce and we got to keep producing, and the leftists don't want that. And it's really frustrating to constantly hear all of their lies they're peddling about global warming, which is another thing I want to talk about. Global warming, man-made anthropological, well, now they call it climate change, is a joke. And they're basing policy on this stuff that is built on junk science. Do you know in the last 17 years, there has not been an increase, in global temperatures. The planet has not been getting warmer. We've had one of the coldest winters on record last year, or the year before, recent years. And, catch this, Antarctica got bigger over this past summer. It didn't shrink. The amount of ice accumulated total in the polar ice caps is significantly increased, and the loss in the Arctic ice cap was very insignificant. So, polar ice caps are getting bigger, temperatures are not going up, and we know that back in 2009, they admitted in emails from the East Anglia Climate Research Unit, also known as CREW, there were some emails that were leaked that admitted they were cooking the books and, quote, they were attempting to hide the decline in the global temperatures because they don't want people to know that, in fact, the planet is not getting hotter. So we're being told the false narrative over and over again so that we can all freak out and say, no, we don't want the dirty oil in the Keystone Pipeline, and we don't want more fracking because it's going to hurt the environment. And all the while, it's a ploy to kill U.S. energy production when the facts of it are, drill, baby, drill is what we got to do. So don't believe the hype. And the thing is, I don't understand why nobody's saying that's going to create jobs. You have plenty of people in this country out of work. You have plenty of African Americans and other minorities and other people that are out of work. And forget whatever social group we're in. People are people, and people need jobs, and people need to put food on the table for their kids. So why does nobody care that Obama is crippling our economy by resisting the Keystone Pipeline? And here's another thing. This is why this is on my mind, because last Wednesday, Obama just announced that through the EPA, he's going to slap methane emissions regulations on our oil, our energy producing companies. Because apparently in the process of fracking, there's quote-unquote methane leaks. Now, all of this presumes that methane is bad for the environment, that it's a quote-unquote greenhouse gas, that, again, global warming is even happening, and that leaking, so they use that word leak, that that's a bad thing for the environment. Do you know where methane comes from and what the greatest methane producer is in the world? That's right, cows. Cow flatulence. That's what produces the most methane. Second to that, obviously, is everything that comes out of liberals' mouths. But first place methane producer is cow farts. Sorry for saying that. So I don't think, since it's natural, it's really that bad for the environment. But what methane emissions restrictions will do is once again stifle energy production by regulating fracking and energy extraction from the shale deposits. So see, it's all interwoven. It's a big media spin, a big narrative spin, a spin in the scientific information to crush U.S. energy policy and energy independence. And I gotta hate that. So what do we get out of this? We need to lay that Keystone Pipeline. Congress passed it. Senate's got to pass it next week. Democrats would be wise to join the conservatives on that. Obama needs to be pushed out of the way because, you know, he's going to veto it. But everybody needs to understand how bad that is for our country. The EPA methane restrictions need to be resisted and shut down. And we need to get the EPA out of our lives because they're killing our economy. We need to keep drilling and keep producing. And the last thing is this. I want you to understand the godless view of the fringe and viral lunatics. That's what I like to call them. These people worship the earth, and that is their mentality. It is not Bible-based, and it is not Christian. Now, I'm the first guy to say that with a good form of personal ethics, you should not be littering outside. We understand that. You should be a good steward, take care of your personal surroundings and your personal environment. But to equip the federal government with the power to regulate every aspect of our lives and business because we're worried about the trees, such that man cannot be productive and cannot progress, cannot manufacture, cannot extract energy and oil and natural gas from the ground. That is crossing the line. And that is impeding what is beneficial for humans and for people who need jobs and lives and warm homes and food for their kids. That's impeding the progress of mankind. Let me give you the basic formulation behind the Christian perspective, and that's what it says in Genesis when God says, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and use it. The trees are there, use them. Cut them down and use them. The oil's in the ground, extract it and use it. These fringe and viral lunatics are the same people who believe we came from monkeys. That's the beginning of their worldview, and the end of their worldview is a godless, cataclysmic, man-centered apocalypse. where if we don't do something, we're going to annihilate our species from the planet. You see what that does? It takes God out of the beginning, because there's no creator that made us. We evolved accidentally from monkeys, and they take God out of the ending. So there's no divine judge that's coming to bring the end of all things and bring an end to the planet. No, man will either annihilate himself, or man will be his only salvation, which is why we then, here it is, need to look to the government to save us and to save our environment. There's no fear of God. There's no consideration of God in the end or God's judgment. It's a man-centered, earth-worshipping worldview. And by the way, as I said before, it makes it look as though man is the disease on the planet, which is why the enviro lunatics are connected with the PETA lunatics and the animal rights lunatics, who care more about saving flies and mosquitoes and little fish and baby sea turtles than they do about the millions of babies that are being slaughtered and aborted in this country and around the world. They care more about animals than they care about human life. That's who the environmentalists are hanging out with. So make no mistake, it is not a Christian worldview. Environmentalism is atheistic. It is godless through and through. And we need to stop their agenda, and we need to rearticulate what the facts are and what the truth is. And that is, using the resources is good for humans. It's good for people. It's good for the economy. And it's good for the world. Let's get the world out of its poverty by producing massive amounts of energy, extracting the fossil fuels, and using them to run our cars, heat our homes, and feed the poor of the earth. Thank the Lord, quite literally, for all that oil and gas in the ground. Let's get it out. So, with that, let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there, and don't believe the global warming spin. I mean, climate change, because they realized it's getting colder, so they had to rename it. Yeah, the climate changes. So what? We only have records of the climate back, what, 80 to 100 years? It's preposterous. And that Keystone Pipeline? Lay that sucker and let's start running some oil. And methane? A dangerous greenhouse gas? I'm sorry, the earth is not going to explode in a ball of flames. Methane comes out of cows. And rather than listening to the enviro lunatics who tell us we should stop eating beef because there's too many cows flatulating the atmosphere, yes, that's what they've said. We need to ignore that and have our cows and have our fracking and get our energy too. And our message to OPEC and the world has got to be this: drill, baby, drill. It's the American way. And when you come across a liberal that starts spouting off at you about climate change, tell them to stop talking so much, breathing out all that methane. It's not good for the environment. And go ahead, hold their feet to the fire.